one thing we're going to talk about today, right?
What's that?
It's P. Diddy being...
Dude, this P. Diddy shit is fucking insane.
Nothing about it. I know his house got raided, and he's probably a pedophile. But that's
Houses. All of them.
All two, dude.
No. Four.
Oh, there's
one
two.
What the fuck is it? There's one in Florida, one in New York, one in on some island, wink, wink. And I forget where the last one is.
Some
but
island.
He's got four properties that that he's getting like raided right now.
Nice.
Some
yeah,
island.
It's fucking crazy.
You know what's my favorite part of this? Is this. Is the news that says Diddy's Los Angeles? Like, it can't say Sean Combs.
Diddy.
When did he stop being Puff Daddy?
He went 2007.
Yeah, but didn't it come back?
I don't know.
Yeah, from what I
Puff weird. Daddy, and then he went by Puffy.
Yeah,
and then he went by. Shit. P. Diddy, and then he went by Diddy just by the end of it.
And judging by what we're learning, Puff's pretty pretty good. Pretty spot on name for the fella.
Big on the smoking poles thing.
Or making other people do it. Right?
Making other people do it and just fucking just wild, wild shit.
I mean, why not, dude? Look at that fucking house. Holy shit.
It's insane.
But he was a producer.
That's what butt fucking money gets you, dude.
Is that him?
That's his son.
No, he's dude. No, he's fucked off somewhere.
He fled on his private jet.
I know where he went.
No, they closed down that island.
No, not that one. He went to he flew to Cape Verde. His plane is in Cape Verde right now.
Well,
and they don't have an extradition.
Well, I thought it was on the way there, but it got grounded in Antigua or something.
No, it's as of right now, it is his plane is stationed in Cape Verde. So he's either there right now trying to make his way somewhere else by like boat or some other fucking way. I don't know. But yeah, he's MIA. Like he's going to be like on the most wanted list,
which is just him going, guys, I'm guilty.
Essentially,
he caught me,
dude. He left his kids.
He left his kids
behind to fucking clean this up.
He left his kids behind to get arrested at gunpoint. So you asking if that's Diddy? No,
that's one of his kids.
That's one of his kids. I'll back it up. Put it up again. It's quite that house is nuts.
God damn! Look at it. Well, nerd, no. Look at the HVAC on that damn roof.
I know. It looks like a commercial building. Well, that's his son. P. Diddley Kids says I was framed.
Oh, God damn it. Not glad to see it happen, though.
Between this and the boat crash in Baltimore, do you think they're trying
to... that's another thing too, is when I see shit like that, I immediately kind of go to the news like, oh, what else is fucking happening?
Yeah, what are they covering up?
Yeah.
Too many people know P. Diddy.
Well, it's just how do you...
Someone who's definitely on the list is Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well, he was on a list before, though, too.
No, that was the other one.
No, the younger one.
The young one that was been a prisoner from Meghan Markle.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that one.
The Navy vet or whatever he was. Army, I don't remember what he served in.
Was avidly going to his parties, as a matter of fact.
But that doesn't mean shit, necessarily.
It doesn't mean that, because like Diddy's parties, everybody, like the thing about Diddy's parties is like, it's at a certain point whether you're there or not.
The after party.
There's a party within the party, and it's just like Cat Williams said, you can find yourself walking into a fucked up room, and you find yourself walking into the wrong room.
Can you do a Cat Williams impression?
No, I cannot. Stop it.
At these parties, you don't know what you're going to get.
Matt, continue being Fat Williams, please.
Yeah,
I can't.
I like cheeseburgers.
I walked in a room and I saw Meek Mill sucking off P. Diddy, and I said, not today.
Not today. As a pimp called Slickback would tell.
Yeah, we were just talking about Cat Williams actually on Blind Mike Project. You know, he did Rogan, and Rogan was like, "Hey, yeah, you want to come do the club tonight?" And he goes, "I'm an arena act," and left.
What a gem!
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. But honestly. Dude,
so Matt, you've been watching videos all day. Tell us some stuff.
Well, essentially right now, it's more or less like what other celebrities have been saying and shit like that. Like 50 Cent has been ridiculing him for like the better part of a decade and a half now.
50 Cent talking shit is the best.
It's just the best. But he was just like, did you see his tweet, Craig?
Yeah, I'll pull it up. The milk carton.
Well, the milk carton and the fucking, it isn't a matter of did he do it? It's did he done. And oh, yeah, he said, he goes, DHS. That's another thing to sit and think about. So he didn't get his house raided by the FBI or the ATF or fucking like CIA or anything like that. He got raided by DHS. So they don't move on somebody unless they like have him.
So it's like trafficking.
Yeah, it's like legit trafficking.
No shit.
But there's been stories of Diddy on like his plane rides and shit like that. There's been talks about like busloads of underage girls going to his house, but these are all stories.
This is just Black Epstein.
Basically.
We might not get this list if it's a list of dudes that sucked his dick.
You know? Kevin Hart fucked him.
I think
Kevin Hart.
Dude, Kevin 50 Hot Cent's going on at his him. Knob. He's going at him hard. Oh, where's the milk carton one? I can't find that, but he put Jay-Z on a milk carton, basically being like,
Well, because he's going to be next in the fucking line of this.
Bieber's in there, dude.
Bieber's named as a victim in that.
I was going to say, Bieber's going to be a fucking, what's his face?
You guys are aware that Bieber was the original whistleblower for like all the elites in Hollywood, right?
What do you mean?
Go on.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean?
I don't follow Bieber's life.
Dude, that song Yummy, go watch the music video to that.
I mean, I will, I guess, but can you tell me about it?
So it's literally...
Do you guys want to sit here in silence or talk about it on the podcast?
Go watch the video. All right, pause the podcast.
I mean, you could bring it up and we could break it down real quick, but sit and think about what year that came out.
I don't know.
I actually don't know what year it came out, but I know it was a while ago.
Just think about it.
Matt is the best at barroom knowledge where he's like,
what's it called? It,
dude.
Hold on one second. I'm looking it up right now.
What's the song called?
The song's called Yummy.
I mean, Matt, why would I ever know?
No. The music video is the most important part of the song.
I'm finding it.
The song is about his fucking sex life.
About
his sex life. He says it in interviews. He's like, oh, it's about my sex life with his wife. And then you go watch the music video and it shows him coming through into this
Matt,
room.
Matt, don't spoil it. We're going to watch it.
Oh, okay.
We can watch it with the sound off and you can tell us what's going on so we don't, you know.
Have to listen to the fucking song.
We don't get attacked
Bieber
everywhere.
Bieber sucks.
Oh.
Remember back when YouTube had a dislike button and he had the most dislikes?
He had the most dislikes, yeah.
That's nice.
And then CNN was like, hold my tears.
We have to take the dislike button off so everyone feels good all the time.
Mm. All right.
Yummy.
Yummy. We're watching it now.
All right, so walking through a kitchen.
He's walking through a kitchen.
Comes into a ballroom.
Goodfellas.
A bunch of young kids playing instruments. Mm-hmm. A bunch of fancy looking people sitting at tables and shit.
Hmm. And him and his gay pink hair.
Everyone stops looking and just eating away. But did you see how nervous the kids looked and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going through it. Rich people sitting up next to him as he's singing this song.
Now, is this possibly a conspiracy?
Was this on an Instagram?
Well, no, if he's getting fucking busted up and shit like that, like,
okay. So it was a black influencer who you heard this from. You getting busted up?
Either way, sit and look and watch the video, though.
I'm watching it. I'm just watching Justin Bieber.
Just eating food and just gluttonizing a bunch of fucking.
I mean, maybe it's weird, gross food. The song's called Yummy.
Oh, yeah. But do me a favor, though. Keep skipping forward, though. This is like, this part's not.
I mean, oh, there's a little. They slapped the pink jello. Shook like a little butt or something.
Hey, I think we're reaching here, Tim.
I don't get it. Now he's got big glasses.
Yep. He's sitting next to the Six Flags guy.
All right, you can move it forward though, Craig.
No. You told
me. Oh, okay, we'll go through it then. Hold on.
We're going through it. Is that Master P?
Oh, no, it's Puff Daddy.
That'd be great if he comes out like Frankenstein in like a fucking Bad Boy shirt.
Send another little kid bored at a table. More older people sitting at the table.
P. Diddy.
That is weird. It's all old people.
It's all old people just sitting there fucking eating and shit like that.
I mean, that black girl was 35 years old.
That still... There's plenty of elites that are that age, Craig.
There's plenty of younger people in this video. Everyone he's dancing with.
Just eating food. I'm waiting for this to take a big turn, Matt.
I know, Matt. Where's this turn?
It turns closer to the end. That's why I was saying skip forward.
I mean, we got a minute left.
Well, the lights turned
off. Lights turned off. Everyone's taking their clothes off.
Ah, interesting. Whoa. Is he saying that like boy dicks are called the yum yum?
This is where they fuck the kids.
Basically, yeah. This is all an innuendo for like Hollywood parties and shit like that.
But this makes it look. This makes it look like
involved, though.
This looks like Bieber does the fucking... He's like a Corey Feldman that made it.
He's like another Corey Feldman that just falls under the radar.
It doesn't matter. They're all insanely rich and Hollywood people. Like, you're doing weird shit.
And where has Justin Bieber been for the past 10 years?
Hiding.
Not doing music? Not doing anything?
Well, he's doing music. He's just not really out there.
Still in the limelight because he just... I don't know. He dates or he's like married to somebody now.
Alec Baldwin's daughter, I think, right?
Yeah. One of the Baldwins.
Now this ballroom's all empty. Actually, sorry, no, go back a little bit. Yep, right there. The main hors d'oeuvre was him the whole time. Talking about how he was passed around Hollywood.
So he's like, Hollywood ragdolled me.
Yeah, that's cake. Why he got the fuck out of it.
Okay.
All right. That was an Instagram real conspiracy theories, but...
Considering he was signed through Usher.
Who was that was
under,
that was Diddy. P. Diddy's first cock sleeve.
That was his first. That was his first. So it just creates the cycle of abuse. So I mean, you guys can feel that way all any certain way you want about that, but like that's just it's too on the nose.
Interesting, Matt.
I'm not insane.
That wasn't too crazy. I'll give it to you.
No, but
I trust Matt because he dives deep into like the rap, hip hop, fucking history.
I'm
stuff.
Very big into the hip hop history.
So what do you got for us on P. Diddy? What's next? What's happening?
So obviously we know about the Meek Mill thing. That was kind of a fucking page turner.
Cheek Phil.
Cheek Phil.
What I don't know. I honestly
named in it.
I honestly don't know the correlation with Meek Mill or anything. So fill us all in.
Well, he's signed to Bad. I don't know if he's signed to Bad Boy, but like
he's just Baddy Boy.
Yeah, like it's one of his like Bad Boy has like other subsidiary record labels that are underneath Diddy. That's why he has so much money and shit. So it's not all directly. It's directly tied to Big Boy Records. But it's not exactly Big Boy Records. Oh, Bad Boy Records. My bad.
Big Boy.
Big Boy. Cro-Mag, shout out.
Trying to think of what else. Who was in the... Jennifer Lopez was named in it. She was like a gun carrier for him.
What?
So
what? Whoa, what?
Yeah,
Matt. Yeah. Matt, we don't know anything. Just tell us. Tell us the story
of Diddy itself. Like, what's going on with this whole thing?
Or? Yeah. I just know he got arrested for fucking butt.
He got arrested for something. There's something in those. They're still investigating those. Nothing's really come out of that yet. So this is still an open investigation. So in terms of like what they found in there and shit, no one really knows. But if they're raiding three houses and DHS is on it, that means they have something that's pretty well concrete. Aside from what it is, but with all the stories of Diddy being on plates, sexually assaulting boys and children and shit like that, fucking rappers and then having them blow up overnight because he gives them all their funding. The most obvious one was the ties to fucking Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah. That's not why.
There's also, there's a, the Biggie one's more of a conspiracy, but like the,
Eminem,
so they found the dude who like killed Tupac, right?
Yeah. Eminem basically told the world that in his diss track to MGK.
Yes. And, the other, this is a kind of a more on the conspiracy side of this here, but there's talks that he had Biggie killed.
Diddy did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Diddy did it.
Because he was going to stray, because Biggie was going to stray away from Big Boy Records and probably start his own thing. He was that big.
He was going to go to Death Row and just blow everyone's mind.
He wouldn't have been able to go to Death Row.
I'm sure they would have taken
him. Tired of sucking your dick.
He would not have. No, they would have fucking.
I got swollen glands from sucking Diddy's dick.
But, no, but in terms of like what they have, I don't know what they have yet. But in turn, it's connected with human trafficking. That's for sure.
Because of DHS.
That's the thing. Is like that's what they said. And it's connected with human trafficking. They're not talking about what type of human trafficking it is. I mean, 9 times out of 10, it's usually sexual. But
imagine thinking like that.
I highly doubt he's like smuggling in people from
and making them work.
Like that's fucking stupid.
Dude, he's worth $1 billion.
A billion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God damn.
Dude, people forget about how big Ciroc was for a while.
I actually forgot that that was his fucking company.
I actually saw they have seltzers now, too.
I think he's still involved. They're probably going to be in a little bit of trouble now, but...
No, for sure. They're going to say, well, even if he does run right now, I don't see how they're going to freeze his assets.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
even if he goes overseas, they can still track that now. It's not the way it used to be.
He's probably got a bag. I was going to say he's probably got a bag of go money and it's probably like 40 million in a bag somewhere.
True. Like survive. You could survive off that for.
You could survive like, off five, but I'm saying like he's going to have like 40 just so he can kind of live like he's used to.
No.
But I have a feeling like Delta Force would find out where he is and kidnap him.
Depends how bad the shit was, but it depends.
That's
bad.
The thing is, we don't know how bad this is. All we know, this could be a RICO charge kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, RICO's definitely what they would charge him with.
Mm-hmm. Well, from what I understand, like in the
sounds like there's more than one crime, and it would prove that it's a criminal enterprise. So RICO would definitely.
Well, it seems like he was running guns and shit too. That's from what I'm reading in a certain other report.
Like recently doing it?
Like,
over
the years, in the 2000s.
They did say gun running. That's right.
Yeah, gun running. And J-Lo at one point was helping him do it, apparently. I don't know the details on that, but.
How much fucking money do you need, dude? Like, you got a record label.
Greed is a fucking disease, dude. Like, it really is.
Dude, if I ever would be lucky enough to have a house like that. I'm like, I'm good. I'm done.
Yeah, like, what point are you just like, all right, like, I really don't need much anymore.
A house that big, is that something you actually fucking want, though?
No, that seems that's like a insane. Lot of fucking work.
That's a fucking, you ever walk across a Home Depot before? I'm like, fuck this.
But keep in mind, he's probably got a full-sized movie theater, a full-sized bowling alley. Like,
true.
There's probably a wing of, like, like a strip mall. He's got
a lot of people working under him in there too. He doesn't just live there by himself. He's probably got butlers and.
See, that's what I would hate.
Yeah. Well, you sort of said that there's no way there's not.
I wouldn't want random people walking around all the time.
No.
It fucking sucks.
No.
Well, if you got a bunch of Hollywood parties and you're fucking a bunch of celebrities and children and fucking
up all that kid's semen.
That fucking bloody poo-poo fucking bed sheets and shit.
Yeah, who's on diaper detail tonight?
Oh, yikes.
There's just a DHS guy going through there right now, like, yep. That's kid butt juice on the carpet.
Dude, so...
You have the one autistic guy on DHS just combing through everything. This one was no older than 14.
He's like Willem Dafoe from Boondock Saints. He just puts headphones on. He's like spinning around.
This one's been dead for a while. These are Reptar undies.
This blood shit and cum everywhere, and he's Willem Dafoe in it. That's pretty funny.
We have our drug our drug sniffing tard come through the house.
His name's Unwillem Dafoe. Oh man. Dude, a sidetrack for a second. We did a Quincy episode this week. And
like the show Quincy?
Yeah, me and Blind Mike watch an episode every week.
Oh, I forget you guys still do that. That's right.
The episode we just watched was called like Who Speaks for the Children or something like that. I forget. It was about a guy who's... It was dark. It was a guy raping children and killing them and throwing them in dumpsters.
And this is Quincy?
Yeah. And...
Damn.
Shit, and all right.
At one point, one of the detectives comes up to Quincy, who's a coroner. Remember that. He's a coroner. He's just got to go, yes, this body's dead because of this. That's all he's got to do. But he's like a detective and like all this other shit. And the lieutenant comes up to Quincy and goes, look what I just found in this guy's attic. And it was a shoebox. And Quincy pulls it out. And you can see it's Polaroids. And he goes, that's 100% kiddie porno.
Oh, no.
The coroner.
To the coroner. No, the lieutenant says that to Quincy. He then hands Quincy the fucking shoebox full of kiddie porn and leaves. Quincy shows at least two other people it in the episode. He's like, look at this.
Check this out, dude.
So me and Blind Mike just kept saying, like, he would surprise people with kiddie porn, and he'd be like, you just got quinced. It was very dark and weird, and now that's just P. Diddy.
Diddy's
just doing fucking Diddy shit, dude.
Shane Gillis, or Matt and Shane Secret Podcast, like dubbed him the Diddler.
Oh yes, right.
Yeah,
and now everyone's calling him that, and he's not getting any credit.
They're not going to get credit.
We called him the P. Diddler.
The P. Diddler.
Yeah.
That's actually fucking great.
It's funny.
Did you watch Dave Attell yet?
No. No, I haven't had a fucking second to that.
Another thing about P. Diddy's thing, a name that did come of it, Cuba Gooding Jr.
That's not surprising at all.
That's not surprising. Yeah.
Isn't he already facing like allegations besides this now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. I think I remember that being a thing.
Is that the
according to him, he likes to like rape and beat women at those parties. So
if someone said exactly what's happening to P. Diddy was Cuba Gooding Jr., I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense.
The Snow Dogs guy got me.
He kept telling me to mush.
Snow Dogs guy.
I like to think,
radio.
I like to personally think of him as a Navy diver in Men of Honor. But that's just me.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That movie was actually good, if I recall. I'll probably watch it now and be like, this fucking sucks. This is a movie I used to watch when I was a young boy. What year did that fucking come out?
Snow Dogs had to be at least 97.
Snow Dogs was later than that, wasn't it? 2002 for Snow Dogs.
Damn. I was too old to be watching that shit and enjoying it. I was 12 years old. Like, this is sick.
This is fucking awesome.
Men of Honor was
Balto on.
Men of Honor was 2000.
Huh. I forget that movie. What was that one about?
He's like a Navy diver.
Like, oh. And those like big dive suits and shit. I don't remember the plot.
And now he's just diving in boys' asses.
Now he's just fucking muff diving boy butt.
Jesus.
I think it was both.
Does one of us have a Disney account still?
I believe I do.
Nice. I do, but I can't.
You want to watch Snow Dogs?
Maybe.
Is that what should we do?
Watch Johnny Tsunami. I haven't seen that in a while. The
movie sucks.
Oh, you want to bring that back now that like people can watch them with us? We can do
I
a lot.
Really, I mean, no, but if we have to, I will.
Dude, I was talking
put
about
the
this.
Wig on.
I was just talking about this the other day with somebody, and I was like, the 13th year was by far the funniest thing we ever did, and no one's ever going to hear it.
Yeah, but that can't come out.
I never even heard it.
It was an hour and a half of little child rape jokes.
Basically, like I say, basically, like, oh yeah, that was it. No, that's exactly what it was. It was fucking horrible.
Weird movie to begin with. So
exactly, just a 13-year-old dude just turning into a mermaid.
It's like, dude, I get all the chicks. I'm a mermaid. And my best friend
did Schneider do that one?
I know you don't really know this kid, but your mom was a fish the whole fucking time. Put that dress on. It reminds me of her.
Put the wig on.
Put the wig.
Basically,
on.
What happened was Matt. Made it seem like the main character's best friend's dad would make him put a wig on and make him act like a mermaid so he could get off.
I saw it in the water. Now you're gonna play it.
Come unless you're half fish.
Exactly.
And it was just shit like that.
Exactly. And I remember we were watching it and I started making like he's not turning into a mermaid. He's just learning how to come. And then,
oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden it just actually turned into, oh, this is just puberty. And I was like, come on. You know, when you really start feeling feelings towards a woman, you just shoot electricity out of your fingers and stick to stuff and get scaly skin.
You are pretty sticky when you first start coming, I guess.
And that's pretty gooey.
The one thing that really stood out to me from that movie was they did like a swim meet in a school, and the way they started was some dude shot a revolver into the sky.
Everyone in there would be fucking deaf.
No, everyone in nowadays, you could just imagine how that would go. Like now it's good.
Oh my fucking god. Oh, we have another kid making a fucking statement.
Oh, that's too funny. That's too fucking funny. Oh, guys. Let me tell you about my friends at Old Glory.
Oh, I forgot.
You guys are supposed to like them, remember?
Yeah, I love it.
Hey,
I
there.
Use it all the time.
Are you on the hunt for iconic merch? This, by the way, this was so uncomfortable to do during Rubbed Out.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, Matt's like, and then she was kidnapped.
And then.
I was like, Old Glory, dude. Are you on the hunt for iconic merch that screams personality and style? Look no further than Old Glory. With over 300,000 in-stock items, Old Glory is your ultimate destination for merchandise. Inspired by music, movies, sports, famous brands, and so much more, guys. Imagine rocking a t-shirt featuring your favorite band's logo, or maybe cozying up in a hoodie that pays homage to your all-time favorite movie. With Old Glory.
Like the
13th year. You just have like a scaly skinned sweatshirt.
Wearing a wig.
You wear a wig. With Old Glory, you can turn your fandom into fashion and let your true colors shine. So whether you're a diehard sports fan, a music aficionado, or a movie buff, Old Glory has got something special just for you. Don't miss out.
Do they have Lord of the Rings merch?
Yes.
Cool.
Don't miss out on this incredible offer to snag iconic merch at unbeatable prices. Head over to oldglory.com now. Start browsing their vast selection of merchandise. Remember to use promo code VGS at checkout for 15% off your entire 15% order.
15% off a Balto t-shirt.
Hell yeah. That's oldglory.com, promo code VGS. Nice.
Mermaid rape is not funny.
Where do you put it? I mean...
Where do you put it?
Where's the hole on a mermaid?
Well, they got...
Where is it? Is there a little flap door of scales? And it's just there?
Is it just filleting a fish the whole time?
Where do you put it?
You just got to rub it on the scales,
dude. All I can think about is... Did you guys ever see were you guys ever see Futurama before? Like, I mean, there's a certain episode when they find the lost city of Atlanta.
I don't remember that one.
It's overrun with mermaids, and fucking Fry falls in love with a mermaid girl, and then they're about to have sex, and she goes, "All right, I'll be right back." He was like, "Wait, where are you going?" She was like, "Oh, I lay my eggs down there," and then you just spread your seed on them. And he's just like, "No, no, no," he just fucking runs. That's how that works, I guess.
I'm sure the mermaid's got a mouth.
It's one hole.
Yeah, everybody knows girls have at least six.
Futurama is a show I never got into.
It was hit or miss.
It's always good when I watched it, but I never got in.
The last episode was cool.
I just watched it. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've always watched it when it was like on.
Matt, tell me what you think about this.
My name is Nick.
Cheers. My name is Aubrey.
No.
And we are addicted to drinking our urine. And I have not drank water for years now.
Each day I'm consuming about a half gallon of fresh urine. It smells like buttery popcorn.
Ugh. Oh my God, that fucking sucks. Ugh. That dude's a fucking diabetic. That has to be a thing.
He drinks nothing but urine?
But urine?
Just butt urine. It's diarrhea, dude.
I'm very familiar the past couple of days, dude.
Tim's been having a bad week, dude.
I had my first solid shit in 36 hours, like an hour ago.
Fuck yeah, dude.
How'd it feel, awesome. Man?
Kind of awesome, man.
Dude, were you super tight?
It probably is right now.
He's been slipping grease lightning down the thing the whole fucking week.
I've been shitting every 10 minutes for 48 hours, and then it started slowing down now. My asshole is raw. And the girlfriend's got like dumb bamboo fucking toilet paper that's like eco-friendly. And I wanted to fucking rip my head off.
Thanks, P. Diddy's kids.
You don't. You need soft stuff for the butt.
Yeah.
You need soft stuff for the butt.
Bamboo.
Shoot, I lip. Go with the Charmin every time.
Is the lady a lip?
Yeah.
Ooh, tough.
Bamboo.
Oh, I didn't even realize what you said. If you're not wiping your ass every 10 minutes, it's great.
Like all I can picture is like the fucking... It has to be a bit coarser than the fucking school sandpaper that they used to give us.
No, really, the schools use the same shit for their paper towels and toilet paper.
I know.
That brown thing that doesn't do shit.
It's going to clog the toilet. Don't use it. What the fuck am I supposed to use?
Why is it right next to the toilet then?
Fucking stupid.
I want to show you guys something else.
I like those, like, watch these people drink piss. All right, cool. Next.
Yeah, that was awesome.
This is the worst. One, two, let's go. It's not over yet. No one caught him.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking there. Like, that's easily like a 15-foot gap in between.
Now, to be fair, he did almost make it.
Close.
To the fence. Imagine going for that with, like, look how many empty seats there are.
Don't even try.
You need a packed out place, dude. If you look at this empty place.
Yeah, and the staging needs to be closer.
and he's going to the ground. Everyone's like, fuck you, dude. Especially this guy here. He gets elbowed in the face on the initial jump. Watch. He's like, oh, fuck. And then boom.
Oh, yeah. He got rocked.
Boom.
That poor security guard just had no idea what the fuck was going on.
He's like, he doesn't even go to help the security guard. He like thinks about it. And he's like, wait, this is my moment. Fuck. Oh,
fucking holy shit.
There was a review for that jump.
So what do you mean there was a review for that jump?
There was a review, dude.
Oh, God.
Gatorade.
It's the funniest video ever.
It's so fucking retarded.
It's the funniest thing I've ever
Gatorade.
Seen.
Gatorade.
He makes a putt. Gatorade. Do you know how happy I'd be? God. Two more things.
What do you want?
So I've been watching a lot of Special Forces interviews and documentaries and stuff.
That's cool. I watched a documentary about 90s children actors getting raped.
I watched that too.
That was fucking shitty.
I've watched the first episode and a half. I think I got two more after that.
But yeah. The first episode's four episodes long. So yeah, you got three.
That's when it starts getting good.
Yeah, the second episode at the end of it, you're going to be like, oh, like.
Dude, who would have thunk? Who'd have thunk that the manager in Good Burger was a pervert?
Right. He couldn't look any more rapey.
He could not look any more rapey.
He couldn't look more rapey then or now. I said on Blind Mike Project this week, I go, he looks like two different pedophiles.
Yeah.
But for the same goal.
Me and Blind Mike talked about Dan Schneider well before this old documentary dropped.
Well, it came out like a while ago.
Yeah, like the allegations against him and shit, but like the foot shit and the like the abuse on set. And I remember Mike talking, I was like, dude, it's actually like way worse than you guys think it is. And I remember like talking with him and we were shooting it back and forth. But that documentary is fucking, honestly, it's horrible what happens, but documentary wise, like fucking A+.
Oh yeah. It's a good doc. You're not in far enough yet.
Yeah, you're not in far enough yet.
All right, let me get in deeper. But anyway, as I was saying, I was watching, like, whether it's like SEAL Team 6 or Delta or something, just a bunch of docs, and Special Forces Craig. SF is cool. Because you can call blackface a mission camouflage. I bet the comms start sounding all different. But I don't know. I was watching, I deep dove big into Rob O'Neill lying and the movie Lone Survivor, which was a story I was like, this is unbelievable. I found out that was all horseshit.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, and I'm not, it's not from like people who look like me going, and here's another thing that's fucking wrong about it. It was Delta Force people, Navy SEALs talking about it, and they're like, yeah, that's not what happened. And they were tactically breaking it down and telling you why it didn't add up. Huh. And I was like, fuck, dude.
It's very loosely based on it then, right?
So what the big... So, which one do you want to talk about?
Lone Survivor.
So, Lone Survivor. So, you know how it made it sound like Marcus Luttrell was like broken and couldn't move, and they found him and helped him to the helicopter and everything?
Yeah.
So, the only thing that's true is that the village found him. He could walk. He had 11 full magazines on him.
What?
Yeah. So,
because I listened to him on Rogan too.
Exactly.
So he did the whole story on there too.
Dude, they break it down, and they got people. There was too many people that were there. So he had 11 full mags on him, saying he ran out. He didn't. He walked onto the bird. The only thing that was true is he wrote a note and that guy brought it to their base. But this is the killer. So Danny Dietz and Matt Murphy, I struck out once, but the ump fucked me. Mike Murphy, they both died. He lost where Axelson was. And when he got found, they were like, "Where's Axe?" And he goes, "He's dead." They found him 10 days later, sitting up against a tree, remember?
Yeah.
And he got shot in the movie. They said he died within a day or two.
No shit.
Damn.
Yep.
So they could have got him.
So what happened was, apparently, according to these accounts, this is alleged, but a lot of, you know, I trust other people, not the government. That was the government approved story, so they didn't look bad. Look it up. I'm more or less, you know, all that stuff. But basically what happened is the trail got into his first firefight, shit his pants and ran.
So everything's a lie then.
He wasn't riddled with bullets. None of that.
Oh. That sucks because I kind of like the movie and I kind of like that one Rogan episode.
That one Rogan episode.
Like, hell yeah.
It's a great story until you hear it dissected and you're like, ah. Oh. But that
just,
one.
Just wondering, where did you find like all this information?
YouTube.
Okay.
Just look up. I'll find his name. I think it's Brent Tucker. He's a Delta Force.
I'm sure I can find something. I find it.
Yeah, so watch that too.
The Rob O'Neill shit's the craziest stuff. At least with that one, you could be like, all right. But with Rob O'Neill, what turns out was he was the fourth person to shoot Bin Laden. So what happened was the point man shot him from the hallway in the hip and in the abdomen or something, or the chest and the hip. So when they ran into the room, one of his wife's rushed the door because they were, you know, psychos, and she got shot. And then he took them and like tackled them. Someone else came in. Bin Laden was on the ground. And what in those situations, what they'll do when they're clearing the room is if there's a body, they'll shoot it while it's on the ground just to be sure if there's no,
like a double tap.
Just like, you know, he got shot in the door. And what he did was he shot Bin Laden from the hall, and you're supposed to follow your shot. Just like, you know, basketball fundamentals. You shoot the ball, run, charge the basket.
Recharge it, yeah.
Charge the basket, get the rebound in case you miss. Basically the same shit. So what happened was the point man, they call him Red, shot him twice. Then he comes in, he shoots the wife, and then he grabs the wives that were like hens and, you know, fucking like, ah! So he took him. Next guy comes in, he's clear the room. There's Bin Laden on the ground. They don't know it's Bin Laden yet. Shoot him again. Someone else comes in, shoots him again. Rob O'Neill comes in, and so far, Bin Laden's face is intact. He comes in and shoots him 3 or 4 times in the face, splitting his fucking shit open, and everyone was furious with him.
No shit.
Yeah.
And he still like got all the credit for it.
Up until like last week. He's still doing stories.
Oh shit.
Has he responded to this or?
He gets fucking butthurt. But dude, there's so many. So many. Brent Tucker, look him up talking about either one. He does a 2-hour episode dissecting this whole thing. And he's a Delta Force operator. So he's telling you why. Because what happens is Rob O'Neill's like, the point man went in the room, he went right, and he jumped on what he thought was suicide bombers. I went left, and I saw what I knew immediately was Osama bin Laden holding his wife's shoulders. So I shot him twice in the face and then once in the face when he was on the ground. And everyone's like, that's just not what happened. But the thing is, all these special forces guys know everyone that was on these missions, so they call.
Yeah, and it, you know, for him, at least, it's like, it's one of those things you're basically playing telephone with yourself. once you tell the same story so many times, like, it kind of gets like more intense every time.
Mm-hmm. Dude, there's big
Burke Reicher.
Yeah, Burke Reicher, right.
Yeah, there's big Navy SEAL corruption. Like, it all started in 2002. There was this cover up for Roberts Ridge about they left a SEAL on a hill and they were like, he's dead, but he wasn't. And he was fighting the Taliban by himself for an hour.
Oh, Jesus. Shit.
Until he was dead. And it's all on video. But they look.
Is the same channel?
Huh? No, just Google all this shit. Then there was. This is the craziest one. There's a guy named Commander Price for the SEALs. He was found dead in his bunk and they ruled it a suicide. But what happened leading up to this was he went there. He was a commander. He was taken over for the unit that like to relieve like as they change over. But there was some weird drug operation going on with a local and the SEAL. And there was like United States funding money for the Navy that was missing. And people were thinking that he thought that there was some shit going on where people were buying it and bringing it back to the States and making a giant profit.
Hmm.
So he brought in these higher ups from the Navy to come in, talk to them. And he says to his wife, he goes, when I get back, we have to court-martial this shit. Like, it's bad. Didn't say specifically what. And he's found dead in his bunk on his back, right? He's got a gun here and a wound on this side of his head, but his head is facing this way.
What do you think? Oh.
Yeah. So what happened was...
do you get what's going on there? Okay.
Like his head would be facing this way.
Yeah.
And it was over here. And he was in the position... He had a pillow right here. And the way he slept was with a pillow there on his side. So he was dead in the position he sleeps in all the time.
Fucking crazy.
Dude, then NCIS unit or some shit like that came over, investigated it, went to the Master Chief who was a suspect.
The Master Chief?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tim's been watching Halo all week. Forget him.
Ugh.
It sucks. Don't watch it.
Dude. I went down a Navy rabbit hole. it's all fucked up, but it's all like nuts too.
Hmm.
Especially when it's their own people. And then I heard Chris Kyle, who's like a hero, American sniper, like is not the good guy they made him out to be, and like beat the shit out of his wife and stuff. And I was like,
that one seemed kind of obvious to me, to be honest.
Oh, really?
It just, they made him out to be like this fucking crazy, awesome dude. And I don't know. Something itched me.
He did love the Punisher logo.
Yeah, they all do.
They all love the Punisher logo.
Speaking of Punisher logo, real quick.
Oh my God.
Craig, you get any Chili's receipts lately?
What'd you do?
We went to Chili's.
Am I supposed to read something?
No.
Oh.
So, usually when we go to Chili's, we like to put Craig's email on the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fun little gag we do. This time, our old pal Doobie got a receipt.
And it goes right to his email.
Like an hour two later.
Yeah.
He texts me. He's like, are you fucking with me or something? Did you go to Chili's? And I just sent like a gif of like crabs dancing or something. And he immediately calls me. Don't fuck around. He's like, what? I called the Chili's.
He did?
He did.
Yeah. He's like, I'm freaking out, man. Someone's got my card, my identity.
Now, in my defense, as soon as it happened to me, I knew it was you guys.
Hey, yeah, like, like all of a sudden, because you read the thing, it was like Salem, New Hampshire, and you went, aw.
It was like, thank you for your purchase. And I was like, what are you guys up to?
Well, our pal Doobie did not get it.
So anyways, all that shit I was just telling you about was to be was to just go, this guy is not special forces.
Oh, I just fucking shot myself.
That's fucking awesome.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh. I just fucking shot myself.
Pretty well together there for that happen.
Yeah, I mean, at least you're coherent.
He's coherent. Well, all right. That was fun.
Hell yeah.
We'll talk to you guys next time. Goodbye.
Fucking whatever.
This show sucks.